Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is a co-op of knowledge, and I'm thrilled to have Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons here with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for driving in. It's kind of a ooky day out there, and this weekend's going to be a little bit iffy, but there's a lot to talk about in gardening, and you know, we can't go and not notice a guru of gardening that we lost this week.
Yes. So, Randy Lemon with Garden Line.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hard week when we got the news, and our hearts are all very heavy this weekend.
Yeah,
he did so much for the gardening industry. You know, he was probably, you know, he's a legend in the garden radio.
Right. And he was on the radio for 27 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that and you were just telling me that the Garden Line show originated in the 40s.
Right. And it was an ag show.
He was a succession of, you know,
other long careers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was Dewey Compton. I think my Mr. Charlie Mosier mentioned it to me this morning. So I had some of those important names, Bill Zachs and John Burroughs. So Randy joins that long list of, I mean, they have been running that Garden Line and teaching us all in the Houston, Galveston area, you know, for decades and decades.
And quite possibly the largest garden show in the U.S.
Right, right.
Yep.
But it's a huge void and loss. And, and he's got all the books out. So those are great resources for people also, you know, in his passing. But our prayers definitely go out to his family.
Yes.
And, you know, hopefully they can remember all those great things.
Right. And I got the pleasure, and I'm glad I had the time. I got to do the show with him in December.
Oh, wow.
The week before he went on his vacation.
Oh.
And just seeing him in the studio with his Grinch sweatshirt on, big red and green sweatshirt. I mean, those are memories that I'll have forever.
Right.
You know, and just gushing over his kids.
And that's what I hear.
You know, you know they know that their dad loved them, but he just adored his children.
Yeah.
And so I'm just glad I had that time with him. And,
yes.
Everybody that met him loved him.
Right. So. Right. I hear he had lemon heads.
Yes,
he
had followers.
There you go. Well, you know, I appreciate what he did for Houston, Galveston area because, you know, just think of all the encouragement that he spread and he continued to teach.
Right.
You know, and it got people into gardening maybe and it helped people. And that's a wonderful benefit for people personally.
Right.
And for our environment. And that's kind of why you and I sit here and the garden pros come in every Saturday morning. And we just want to spread the word. You know, gardening's a good thing.
It is. Yes.
And that just, you know, he's now on the name of all those legends. And the Garden Line was on forever. And we appreciate that. And we just send out our thoughts and prayers and
Absolutely.
We're gonna muddle through this morning and do just fine, but we are taking your calls at Home Show Garden Pros, and Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons is here with us, and she's taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and there's a lot to talk about in January. And I like to remind people that we can garden all year round, which is super fun here in Houston.
Right.
Now we have those blips like we had a few weeks ago, that freeze. So we can talk about some of that, what to do and what not to do.
Absolutely, because there's lots to do right now.
Yes, yes, there is a lot. And I remember Sherry's advice in 21, the mushy and gushy. And I have taken care of all my mushy and gushy. And there's one I noticed I need to go back and cut a little further. Clean that out.
Yeah.
So you can give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. And I want to remind you that the Home Show Garden Pros is a co-op of knowledge. Garden centers locally owned and operated here in Houston. So we have Plants for All Seasons. Sherry joins us. And we have Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. You've heard from Anita. And actually, we had Peter on last week, too. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and Nature's Way Resources. And John Ferguson actually will be here next week with us. So it's really neat to have a rotating group of experts join us and take your calls. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You know a pro when you hear one. The right tool for the right job. Small jobs or big ones. All sound best when they start at...
Welcome to Circle Saw.
Circle Saw. Professionals and folks who want to work like one. Listen to the expert advice and get the tools it takes at Circle Saw. Inside the Loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at CircleSaw.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And good morning. I am Sandy, and this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons, and Sherry is taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we are sitting here chatting about that freeze that we had a few weeks ago, and there are some tasks that you can take care of. But actually, Sherry, let's take the call that we have from Mark, and we will jump in and out of what we need to be doing in January. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, good morning. Doing okay.
Good.
My yard is being tore up, and I'm assuming it's by voles. I mean, there's obviously little tunnels everywhere in my yard. And I've been trying to find out what it is. If it is voles, the question is, if it is, then how do I get rid of them?
Oh, okay. Yeah, where do you live?
Right in the Lakewood Forest area, right off of Louetta and 249 area.
Yeah, it's probably moles.
Oh,
we've seen a lot of moles, especially in the Lakewood. That's the area I live in, and there. And I don't know why all of a sudden, you know, in 26 years that I've worked at the nursery, in the past 5 years, we've seen tons of them.
Isn't that unusual?
Yeah.
Maybe they're landlocked. I don't know. so you can go about it several different ways. You can try to trap them. But in an, I don't know how big your yard is. Lakewood varies, but it could be an acre, half an acre.
Yeah, it's small. Yeah, it's under a half acre. Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty small.
So you could do the trapping. The problem is in an acre area, I know you only have a small yard, but in an, let's just envision an acre, there could be 40 or 50 of them.
Wow.
Okay. Right? And so they could be coming from your neighbor's yard. So trapping would be really hard, and it would eradicate them, but it could be months and months and months of trapping. So that's one way to go about it. You could deter them and push them into your neighbor's yards and keep them out of your yard with products like Molmax. It's a castor oil USP type castor oil product that you could put out. But you have to put it out according to the instructions in kind of a what do you call that? Like a dartboard. With a bullseye, you start in the middle and you kind of work your way out.
Okay, is it a liquid or
it's a granule? Pellets?
Okay, granule. Okay.
Okay.
So that's an option. Or you can go the kill route as far as poison peanuts go. And that one, too, you have to kill all of them over time. So you would have to go up every morning and put poison peanuts in the burrows. But then you have dead moles around. Then there's deterrence as far as solar, like probes that you can put in the ground that will vibrate and deter them.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And then you could also go at the kill their food source. So you have several options, and their food source is going to be things like grub worms. They love grub worms.
I've read that.
And and with the past, you know, 2 years ago we had a hard winter. This year we had a freeze. When we have winters, for some reason we have more grub worms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of food source there, and they're just having a heyday. And your yard must have more than maybe your neighbors if they're not having the damage that you know of. So I would probably say I would kind of go at it twofold. I would probably put a grub killer or grub control out. You could do an organic or a synthetic. Let's knock the food source back and then do a deterrent, whether it be the solar or the granule.
Okay, I'll probably go with granule. It seems like the best.
Yeah. Yeah, we carry a product called Molmax.
Oh, okay.
But you can look at the, I think I have the Sweeney's deterrent, the solar deterrents as well. You could look at those as well.
Yeah. When I was looking online this morning, one product keeps popping up. Of course, I'm sure it's, you know, they sell it, but it's called Talpirid, T-A-L-P-I-R-I-D. I don't know if you've heard of that one. That one pops up on the internet.
Talpirid. Again, it sounds like a synthetic pyrethroid, which would kill the grub worms.
Okay.
So without, you know, I don't carry that product, and it's not familiar to me. But I could do some digging. But just by the name of it, it does kind of indicate that it's a synthetic pyrethroid, which would target the food source, not the creature.
Okay. Is there another way to target the grub worms?
Yeah, there you could do beneficial nematodes as well. That would be a more organic method.
Okay.
There is a product called Milky Spore, but it is not super effective in our clay soils.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, that helps. That's what kind of what I read, so I'll go by the store and get some grub control, and I'll try to get some of that Molmax.
There you go.
Get after them.
Okay, good luck.
Neighbors.
All right. Yeah, scooch them over there. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
And, you know, moles in balance, right? If
right.
you have a few, if when you're having damage and tunnels in your yard and you can't walk through the yard and, you know, you're having sunken spots because of it, then we need to put nature back in balance.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, one or two is going to be like little tillers through the earth,
right?
But whenever we have an imbalance, we need to
They're doing some aeration.
You got it.
Yeah. Well, that was an interesting call, moles. I was guessing, I thought, oh, but until he said tunnels, I thought, you know, maybe it's a armadillo.
Which have been with the drought this summer.
Yes.
Armadillos have been.
Yes.
Like
and
crazy.
We had a huge issue with armadillos. And like you said, in balance, it was kind of fun and cute. You know, when I saw those little prehistoric critters running through the yard, except they are so strong. When they were going underneath the fences, they were ripping roots that were I couldn't chop with a you know hoe.
Yeah,
and I thought those guys are so strong, and they were you know they were making pretty large holes, so our smallest dog would be able to get through it, and so would our neighbor's dogs. And I put up with it for a while, and then we did the live trap thing and rehomed one. Unfortunately, another one got hit by a car on another street. But anyway, you know, like you say, in balance, because there for a while I was like, oh. My yard's getting aerated.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were kind of literally
loosening the soil for you.
Yes, yes. It wasn't tunnels like he's having to deal with the moles. But, and then I was a little worried about one of the dogs.
Yeah.
They're not going to attack, but they, if cornered.
They could carry diseases.
Yeah.
You don't want to deal with that.
Go back to the bayou. And we did. We got him back to the bayou and let him, you know, go enjoy over there. So like you say about the weather, it changes their habitats.
Yeah, it changes their habitats and where they're going to go feed. And their food sources fluctuate based on the weather, too.
We'll have
more food sources based on cool temperatures or hot or wet or dry. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their activity level. So, anyway, very interesting. Well, thanks for the call, Mark. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry Hira from Plants for All Seasons up north on 249. Beautiful location. We got to talk about the shop and see what's going on there. And we will return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros will return in a moment. Time for a tree? Fall is the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And happy gardening on this Saturday morning. It is the first show of the new year. Mm-hmm. So we are in a new year. And of course, like many other people, if you're still old fashioned and writing any checks, I still write a few checks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting that 23 instead of 22 on my check. And I was like, oh, come on. Get used to this again. So anyway, I hope everybody's having a healthy and happy new year as we move into a new year. And what are some of our to-dos on our to-do list? You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people have resolutions. And Charlie was telling me something last week when we talked about the new year. And he said he loved the saying, one of his partners talks about basically your new year is, you know, do you want to – let's start something that you want to start.
Mm-hmm.
And stop something that you want to stop.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's like, that seems so simple, doesn't it?
Yes. I have some things going on here.
Oh, yes.
So I stopped drinking.
Uh-huh.
Dry January.
Okay.
And it's going okay.
Yeah.
I noticed some changes. Uh-huh. And then I have a goal of, to walk 100 miles in January with the dogs. Right?
In January. Wow.
Well, I'm at like almost 30 miles. And we're on day seven.
So yeah. Are you walking every day?
Every day. Well, I took Thursday off. It was my anniversary. So I took Thursday off.
Oh, well, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Yes.
How many years?
21.
Ooh, getting into those big numbers.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah. So I, you know, it's I start off with a bang.
That's good.
And by
you're starting something new. That and you did a start and a stop.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
Okay. So now where are you walking? Do you have a neighborhood trail?
So there's the Kikarillo Park by us.
Okay.
By the Vintage. I don't know.
Yeah,
northwest.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I'll walk there. It's beautiful. You know, I was walking around there and all the birds. And,
yep.
All the migratory birds, and there was a black swan. So that's always exciting. I can't find him now. I think he might have moved on.
And you couldn't get a picture fast enough.
I got pictures.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, it's a beautiful park. I am really so happy that they're starting to, you know, put nice parks in with walking trails.
Yes.
And then behind my house, we have a big pond, and I mean, I went 6 miles and didn't go on a street yesterday.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, you were going to see, you're going to feel. I bet you already do feel
a
difference.
Yeah, I think I might need a break.
No.
I have a dog that needs a break. My daughter brought a dog home.
Uh-oh.
Big dog. He's got lots of energy. He's a puppy. So I was like, I'm going to walk until he tires.
And he does.
So we got to the 4-mile mark. and he tired.
Really?
But I was like, I'm going to keep going because I'm going to make sure he sleeps. So
oh, yeah. And
I did 4 miles. My daughter did 6 miles, and my daughter did 2 miles with him. He slept like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We've got three, but the Husky is the one, she's hard to wear out.
Yeah.
But now that she's getting older, it's easier to wear her out. But I love that walking. We live not too far from the bayou.
Mm-hmm.
The bayou didn't come and visit us during Harvey,
yeah.
But boy, the bayou came very close to visiting mm-hmm. us. But I love that walking on the trails. You see Charlie takes a little teddy bear out for a walk early in the mm-hmm, morning. I mm-hmm. mean, before the sun rises.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand that. But they find bunnies all uh-huh. the time, you know, bunnies around. And you'll see an armadillo every once in a while. But I just love the walking trails.
Yeah. And all the birds right now. I mean, we're such a migratory area.
It is amazing.
And we want to promote them because you know
yes.
what they do. They eat bad bugs.
Oh,
so
yep.
we need to promote our bird populations.
Right. Well, yeah. tell me, so how can I bring more birds? Because it was amazing. Days after the freeze, you know, when everything or a lot of things looks yucky,
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing these birds and I'm like, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, fresh water source.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of habitat that you can provide. So like wax myrtles are a great habitat.
Oh, and they survived.
Mm-hmm. My bottle brush, they love perching in my bottle brush.
Okay.
Yopon with berries, possum haw holly. So things that produce berries as well, will attract them. And then you can get, your seed, your high quality bird seed. If you put the cheap stuff out, you're going to attract the, well, let's call them trash birds, but I like all birds, but,
yeah.
but the ones that are kind of messy eaters.
Right.
But if you want your songbirds, cardinals and your blue jays and your mockingbirds, some people, we have a love-hate relationship with them, but if you feed them, and have a good water source, they won't mess with your plants, right?
Oh,
but things like bluebirds, you know, bluebirds mostly eat, you know, seeds and in nature uh-huh. and bugs.
Mm-hmm.
But they're mostly eating bugs. And
right now.
Mm-hmm, it's time to get your Martin houses out. If you live close to any body of water, get your Martin houses out because they are natural insect control. And they'll start Ooh. Moving in at the end of January.
I have never had, I think my neighbor has a Martin house. He also has a bat house and bees, which
that
are fun.
One of our favorite things to do is sit out in the backyard and listen to the Martins chirping.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
And you have got great seed at uh-huh. Plants for All Seasons.
Yes, yes.
So be careful what you choose.
High quality seeds.
Yeah.
And you can get things that deter squirrels that have spicy.
That's right. I got
them.
A spicy one mm-hmm. from you.
Yeah. And most of our seeds are cracked seeds, so they won't germinate.
Oh.
Some will germinate, but you know, you notice you feed the birds yeah. and you get all the little
right.
seeds germinating. you'll have less of that with a higher quality seeds.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So get those out. Now, with an actual bird feeder, you know, with the seeds in it, do I need to clean those out or just watch them and let them
Oh, I would keep them clean because they'll cake up in there and harden
sometimes,
and then it
If they're not
traps
eating it fast enough.
Yep.
Okay.
You got it. You
All
got
right.
It.
So keep an eye on that because we don't want them to get sick.
Yeah.
But I was amazed at the birds.
Uh-huh.
It was such a lovely sound after that freeze.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, and that's when I got to thinking, okay, am I taking care of you? You know, is
mm-hmm.
there enough out here for you to
Yeah. This is a very important time to feed the birds and,
okay.
and kind of keep them around because all their food sources got frozen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's
until
great.
The bug populations
and
recoup.
That, yeah, and that's something that we could do this weekend.
Yep.
You know, we can get that bird feeder out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the, you know, any of these natural sources for them, mm-hmm. at least let's get some of that out there.
Yep.
What a great idea.
Yep.
You know, Sherry, have you heard the story about my grandfather in Washington, D.C.?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, Grandpa Ed, he was an avid gardener,
mm-hmm.
and he loved watching the birds. They had an extra lot at their house, and great gardener, and my parents always tease and say it must have skipped generations because
mm-hmm.
they were not gardeners, but then I love it, and
mm-hmm.
I'm into the outdoorsy, and but Grandpa Ed, that was one of, I mean, not only the gardening, but he was definitely loved the birds.
Yes.
And which also meant he hated the neighbors' cats.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he did not like that. So Grandpa Ed would be tapping on my shoulder saying, get out there and make sure those birds are taken care of. So
yeah.
I'm glad we touched on that.
Yeah.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I'm here with Sherry Hera. She is our Home Show Garden Pro for this morning. And give her a call at 281-833-3333. We are learning all sorts of things that we can be doing out there in January in our gardens and our lawns and our landscaping. We will return after this.
Who needs a generator after hurricane season? Only someone wanting dependable electricity. Consider this. Wind and growing power grid demand are more likely to put you in the dark. Unless there's a generator behind your house. Tom trusts KISS Generators. KISS services all generators, replacing filters, checking oil and your battery. Plus, performs Kohler generator software updates. Because what good is your generator if it doesn't start? KISS keeps yours ready. Isn't it time you knew the power of a KISS? KISSGenerators.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. Lovely location. And we were just talking about, feeding your birds. And don't forget, they have everything that you need to take mm-hmm. care of the birds out there. And this is a great time. And that could be a good to-do list. Because the birds, they need a little extra food maybe right now if you've got some plants who'd suffered.
And it's great to get out, get the family out. Yes. Bird watching is a good hobby. It's healthy.
Yeah. Relaxing.
Yes.
And Sherry, we have got Tito on the line for you. Good morning, Tito.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're
good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I had a quick question. I heard y'all talking about the moles. I have an issue with my neighbor's dogs and wild dogs in the area. Do you have any kind of deterrent I can put on my lawn or my tree because they keep tearing up my plants and flower beds?
For dogs?
Yeah, for dogs. Do you have any kind of deterrent?
Yeah. You have to break the habit of them coming in your yard. And so there are repellents for dogs. Dogs and cats. They're called Repelzol. There's one that's called Go Away Dog. There's different brands. What part of town do you live in?
Northeast.
Northeast, okay.
Yeah. Close to Summerwood area.
Okay, is that close to Kingwood?
Yeah, Kingwood's about 20 minutes away, yeah.
I don't know if Warren's would have some, or Kingwood Garden Center. You could try either one of those, but ask them if they can get you a dog repellent, like the ones Repelzol. And what you do is you just have to keep applying them every time you water, every time it rains, and keep doing it until you break the habit of them coming in the yard.
Okay. All right. Well, I give that a try. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You bet. Good luck. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, lots of things we have to put back in balance.
Yeah,
like you say.
I mean,
I love that term. You know, the reminder.
It would be nice if people would contain their dogs.
I know.
It's so sad. I walk my dogs off leash, but I don't let them go into people's yards. And tear
now,
up.
How are they if somebody walks by on a leash? Your dogs?
My dogs are fine.
Wow.
Yeah. In I'll put them on a leash if people feel.
Okay.
Intimidating. But it's really just in our backyard, like our pond back there.
Okay.
Nobody's really out there that often.
Okay.
But yeah, I just wish people would take ownership and control their dogs.
Right. And make sure that they don't procreate and get them chipped. Yeah, well, with my dogs, what I don't like is when somebody has it off leash and they always tell me, oh, it's okay. I'm like, I'm not worried about your dog. I'm worried about my husky girl.
Yeah.
She can get feisty. If a loose dog runs up to her, there's no guarantees.
Yes.
And I don't want to be in the middle of that.
Exactly.
So anyway, well, they're super fun. We love our puppy dogs and enjoying the outdoors.
Uh-huh.
And my puppy dogs also love the microlife.
Oh, yes.
So I have to put them away when I put it out to at least slow down the process of them, so they don't see it, but then they smell it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't hurt them.
It doesn't hurt them,
no.
But the plants don't get the benefits if the dogs eat it
right.
all.
That's why the liquid seaweed sometimes is my better go-to.
And then they poop little spots and then
dark.
You have green spots.
Right. They're recycling it.
Yes.
So the freeze.
Uh-huh.
Some to-dos.
Yeah. So this was a hard one. You know, 2 years ago we had that freeze, and it was the length of time that we were frozen,
right,
that did it. And this time it was the low along with the length of time. It wasn't a week, but it was, you know, 2 days, 3 days.
Right.
I can't, it's all a blur. But we had been so warm right before that.
Yeah, things
were
blooming.
And now we're warm after that. So we sustained a lot of damage at the nursery more than 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Anita had mentioned to me last week, she said, now, Sandy, remember that the 21 freeze, we had some snowfall.
Mm-hmm. That insulated.
And that insulated. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So okay, that actually helped. Though this time we didn't.
Uh-huh.
Let's just hope that things survive. But, I mean, I'm seeing things that got damaged worse than 2 years ago.
I wonder, too.
And I even attempted to cover things this year, and usually I don't, but I was like, oh, you know, it's been 2 years, and they finally just recovered, or
right,
I replanted. And so we'll see if those efforts were worth it. But I went out and did some cleanup, or I actually had somebody do it this year, because I'm getting older.
You were on that dog walk.
I've been doing dog walks and no drinking, so... but so I did some cleanup, and I was amazed at, like, things that are already trying to pop back with these warm temperatures that we're having, like my hydrangeas.
Really?
I had green leaf buds coming out, and I'm like, what in the world?
This week?
Yeah, which is kind of scary to me because, you know, winter's not over.
No.
February's usually our coldest month.
Yeah.
So January and February are. So, but I did get out and do some cleanup.
And specifically, what are we cleaning up? What are you looking for?
So mushy and gushy, right?
Yep, mushy and gushy.
I stripped off brown leaves from things that were holding onto brown leaves just because I didn't want to see it.
Okay.
And, you know, in the event we have another freeze, I will pile mulch up around my roses.
Okay.
To cover, you know, the new shoots that are coming out already because we've had this warm temperature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I trimmed back the dead on my hydrangeas. Although it is premature, I don't always follow the rules.
So does it look like your hydrangeas were going to survive?
Yes.
Wow.
So if we have another freeze event, I will definitely have to cover them, which I wouldn't normally cover them, but
okay,
I don't want them to get damaged because we're having this unseasonably warm, beautiful weather.
Okay.
Now, let me just say this too. In 1998, when I started at the nursery, 1997-98.
You were a baby.
A baby. But... I have pictures of my first winter there. It was January. We had bougainvillea and hibiscus. Spring had sprung in January.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, winter could be over. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, so crazier things have happened. You know, people are, like, freaking out. Oh, the weather's getting worse. I think we're just...
Yeah.
We just don't remember.
Right. And we have these spurts. Like you say, we have the freeze and then we're back in shorts.
Yes.
You know, and we don't know if we're going to have a quick freeze again in January or February. But
right.
So
to me, the weather hasn't been that wacky because it's always wacky. You know, weather rules our world. So we're always watching the weather, right?
Right.
And we have to be, you know, protected and covered one day and then look like it's spring at the nursery the next day. So, and it's a task.
Yeah.
So I'm very aware of the weather patterns that we've had over the past several years. So it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for it to just be spring now. We'll see.
Right. Right.
So
still have a month and a half that we could have a little freeze.
And I was amazed, you know, I cleaned up my vegetable garden.
Okay. The veggies.
Carrots made it.
Oh yeah.
I was amazed that the kale made it. I didn't cover any of this.
You didn't cover your veggie garden?
No.
Is it in the ground or raised?
In the ground. Well, I'm sorry, raised.
Okay.
I have raised gardens. Of course, peppers and tomatoes got fried.
Yeah.
And some of my cabbage made it. Some didn't. It was very hit or miss and very splotchy.
Right.
Broccoli, some made it. Some didn't.
Isn't that interesting?
And it's just, it's how the heavy frost really settled on them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
And carrots looked dead. They're perky as can be now.
Well, and I think what I've learned from our Home Show Garden Pros, and you've said, not only do our plants talk to us, mm-hmm. watch them, but let's be patient right now. Don't be yanking anything out. Let's just hang on. Let's take care of the mushy
and
gushy.
If it's mushy gushy and it stinks, get it out of there.
Oh, get it out.
Well, in your vegetable garden, get it out.
Okay.
In your perennials and tropicals, cut it back.
Cut it way low so that's gone and take away the mushy and gushy.
You got it.
All right. I am here with Sherry Hira from Plants for All Seasons. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we will talk with Elizabeth.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
Did you hear? The Murphys got robbed.
Didn't they have a security system?
Yeah, with video.
Burglary is a crime of opportunity. If they can't get in, they move on. Fortify doors and windows with CrimSafe stainless steel security screens. CrimSafe patented security screens are custom made, professionally installed, providing the security of a burglar bar system without the ugly bars. Keep outside dangers outside. Protect your family and your home. Secure your free estimate. CrimSafeHouston.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Everybody, it's Anita.
And Mary. Hey, Mom, do you know what season this is?
It's bed building season.
That's right. These periods of mild weather are a great time to get out there and build new garden beds.
Not only that, but it's also a great time to refresh your existing bed.
Now, how do you do that?
First, prune back and remove all the mushy stuff from the past freeze. Next, check your woody shrubs for life.
That's right. By using the scratch test, just scratch back a bit of the bark, and if it's green underneath, the plant's still alive, and you just leave it alone until spring.
Next, add Humates Plus for MicroLife, and additionally, add a half inch to 1 inch of Nature's Way leaf mold compost.
You can also add 3 to 4 inches of pine straw to suppress winter weed growth.
An alternate method would be to use a pre-emergent to keep weed seeds from germinating.
And you can find all your bed building needs here at Nelson Nursery,
including some prescriptions for your freeze-stressed plants.
Yes, we have the Boomerang comeback formula from Fox Farm and MicroLife liquid fertilizers that help strengthen your plants after they've been through that stress of the freeze.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
You can find us.
Now back to Sandy and Sherry.
And greetings, gardeners. I'm here with Sherry Hira from Plants for All Seasons up on 249. Easy to get to. You exit and you're there. And wonderful, knowledgeable folks, even if Sherry's not there to walk you through if you've got some questions or concerns. And she is here at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. She's taking your calls and your questions and maybe what's on your to-do list. And we have Elizabeth on the line. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, ladies. I just love your show.
Oh, thank you.
This is the second time for me to, call you. I have a question about my azaleas. They look dreadful.
Yeah.
They look
dreadful. So do mine.
Do we just leave them alone?
Yes, let's leave them alone. Lesson learned from 2021's freeze. Let's leave them alone because do you remember that spring of 2021?
Yes, I do.
How beautiful the azaleas were?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say is let's leave them alone. Let's see if they pull through. Mm-hmm. After, I would say, mid-March, then if they still look dreadful, then we can start working on them at that point. The only thing I would say to do right now would be either apply the Fox Farm Boomerang that will colonize that root system with beneficial microbes or the MicroLife Biomatrix.
Okay. All right. And so we don't snip off the dead. We just leave it alone.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because a lot of, now, if the stem is dead, mm-hmm. just kind of bend it back and forth. If it's still pliable, it's still green, right?
Yeah.
But if maybe the leaves just got burned. So we were very warm right before this freeze, and mm-hmm. then we got very warm right after the freeze.
Right.
So these plants, it's like, oh, is it almost spring? Oh, it's winter. And then, oh my gosh, it's spring again. They tried to transpire really fast, and that's why you saw a lot of leaf burn. And so I would just wait. It should drop the brown leaves.
Uh-huh.
But just sit tight. Let's see if they can work this out.
Now,
okay, and the other question I have, uh-huh. I have some of those Barbados cherries.
Yes.
I have a small one, a little dwarf,
uh-huh.
and I have a regular one. Well, the dwarf seemed to do better with the 2021 horrors.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But the big one didn't. And finally, it was coming back. It was just resurrecting itself.
Yes.
And it was doing beautifully. Well, now it looks awful again. So I just leave it alone as well?
Yeah, I would leave it alone right now. If you want to, are the leaves just all brown?
Yes, and they're dropping.
Okay,
they're
good.
They're really dropping.
That's a good sign.
Okay, that means that it's still...
It could be thinking about, like, with this warm temperature we're having, it could be, you know, they call it puckered leaf buds. So what happens is the leaf buds underneath where that brown leaf is pushes off the old leaf.
Oh.
That the problem that you have to worry about, or the bad thing, is when plants hold on to their brown leaves. That's like it's just saying, okay, I'm dead. I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try. So let's wait and see. It's still too early. In February, we could have another freeze. So
yeah. Elizabeth, I've got a question for you. Did you cover these plants or no?
You know, it's a good question. A lot of my stuff I did, I got this wonderful frost cloth from Amazon, and everything was, you know, most of the little things were covered.
Okay.
However, I did not do those, and I don't know.
Interesting.
You know, I didn't do them.
Yeah.
I did have one beautiful sort of, I don't know, they call it an Indian gardenia, which is a gorgeous thing, and it's been zapped.
Yeah, your Carnation of India.
Yeah,
and that'll be iffy. You know, I had one in my yard that came back after 2021. So let's just wait. And, you know, even covering it or not, it wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah,
so don't beat yourself up on what you didn't cover.
Right, and I didn't cover.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of waiting and watching.
I put it in one of these zip bags.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Covered the darn thing up. It still did lose its leaves, but it doesn't... It doesn't look too bad. I think I helped it a bit.
Good.
But, you know, it's just so sad because those things were all coming back again. They were beautiful.
Oh,
my garden was beautiful. And then comes this horrible thing, and everything looks like a bomb hit it or something.
I know it does. It looks so dreary.
Oh, believe me, I know. My yard was beautiful before the freeze, and then...
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
Okay, lady, thank you very much.
So thank you.
Some of that boomerang.
Sounds wonderful. Have a wonderful day.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
What a fun call. I love her accent.
I know.
Elizabeth, call back anytime. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, you know, I've heard the saying, the best offense is a good defense. I think that's what they say in football. Well, it's the same way in our gardens. We need to take care of our lawns and gardens, and now is a great time to do so. Your yard and landscaping are hungry from fighting all sorts of natural stressors, whether it was from the summer or this past freeze that we had. MicroLife. You hear us talking about MicroLife all the time. You can always put MicroLife on. It is safe for your plants and your pets, and it's all organic. You can add MicroLife Liquid Organics, MicroLife MicroGrow. They deliver the highest nutritional value possible, and it will never burn your plants or lawn. It's all organic. For healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, we look for MicroLife, and you can find it at your Home Show Garden Pros. Find your neighborhood location at microlifefertilizer.com.
Yes, and you know we love our MicroLife.
I know.
So give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we'd love to answer all your lawn and garden questions. There's yes. lots going on in the yards right now.
Yes.
Lots to do, lots of cleanup, lots of pruning. Mm-hmm. Not quite yet, but we're getting there.
Okay, so get ready with the pruners, but let's not clip yet.
Right.
Now, if someone, the reason why we don't want to start pruning now is because of what you were explaining to Elizabeth mm-hmm. previously, it sounds like. Because what happens if we end up pruning right now?
Well, on azaleas, for instance, mm-hmm. if you cut them back and they still have life in them, you've basically cut their potential to bloom. And like I said, remember the azaleas in 2021, they were amazing. Beautiful. It was like that cold mm-hmm. was good for them.
Yeah. Interesting.
And they did have brown leaves. They looked burned. And, mm-hmm. you know, I thought I lost mine. And I was like, oh, my gosh, no. I went to go cut them. And I was like, their limbs, they're still pliable.
Uh-huh.
But it held on to some of those leaves. And then all of a sudden, one day I went out and I was like, oh, they're pushing them off.
Uh-huh.
They released and they bloomed. They were gorgeous. So we don't want to jump the gun on that. Okay. Roses were amazing after the freeze.
Yeah, they are tough guys.
They were amazing. Now, mine, I do have some dead canes. I did mm-hmm. remove those, but I didn't remove the ones that had green.
Okay.
Still on
them. Yeah, the scratch test.
Yeah.
Well, great hints. And they're also different. So if you have questions or concerns on which plants you should be shaking the leaves off and which ones you should be the mushy and gushy, we definitely need to cut off and get rid of that because it can leaving that wet, those wet fallen leaves, mm-hmm. the thick ones, it can
like the cause tropical, a the things full of water. What can happen? It just sits there and kind of goes bacterial
and
then it can go down into the and the stink is the bacteria you can smell right it can get down into that root zone so we want to remove mm-hmm. clean up, let it air out, get oxygen down there, dry up so that the root doesn't get bacterial.
Okay, so that's the why. I love the why, Sherry.
Yes.
And we have Thomas on the line who's got a question for you. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, good morning. Love the show.
Thank you.
My question is, I have on my back fence, I have jasmine that's pretty mature, mm-hmm. and it I covered it during the freeze, but it looks terrible. It looks like it's totally dead.
Yes.
So my question is, do I just go tear it out, or do I, you know, I heard from the previous caller, like, uh-huh. you said maybe give it a little bit.
Yes.
What do I do with that?
Mine looks exactly the same way. But upon further investigation, I started looking really deep into the middle of it. There is some green. So I am going to leave it. It looks awful. It's brown. But that green should start popping out once we know winter's over. Once it starts popping out, then I'll kind of go with my hedge trimmers and just shave off some of those brown leaves so that the green can pop up through. Does that make sense?
It does. I appreciate your advice.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, Thomas.
And you know, when we have a very stressful event, our plants are just like people, right?
Oh.
When you're stressed out and you get sick, mm-hmm. you need to up your nutrition game. A nice chicken noodle soup, right? So we want to increase our minerals mm-hmm. in our body to help fight off and increase our immune system. That's exactly what we're going to be doing with our plants.
Yeah,
we need to feed and increase the mineral content, like give them a vitamin shot, mm-hmm. and that will help their recovery.
And when we return, let's talk about what we can do to boost some of those.
Sounds like a plan.
That's a great scenario. I love the way you described that. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And our expert today is Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons up on 249. Beautiful location. And she is going to talk to us about boosting that nutrition for our plants when we return after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered, plus more. Our new line of standing seam roofing panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, plus beautiful paint colors that'll remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warrantied by Mueller. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal roofing project today.
Today, we're going to re-pop mandrakes. And watch me closely. You grasp your mandrake firmly. You pull it sharply out of the pot. Now, dump it down into the other pot and pour a little sprinkling of soil to keep it moist.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, that was a little treat from Chad. Do you know where that came from, Sherry?
No.
I didn't either yesterday when I was in the studio with Chad, and he is just a genius on movies and music. And he's like, Sandy, that's from Harry Potter.
Oh.
Yes. You know, the plant that she, anyway, he had to describe it to me. So, you know, if there are Harry Potter people out there, I know my kids were, but I never got into it.
I mean, tried to read the books, but it didn't work for me.
Yeah, we got through a few, and then by the time my youngest, that wasn't really the thing for him.
Yeah.
So
I'm more into plant books and
yeah
self-help.
right. What can we start? What
yes,
can we stop?
Exactly.
That's right. That's what life is all about. Well, before the break, we were talking about nutrition, not Harry Potter, but we were talking about what we can do to boost, because even like we were talking about with MicroLife, you know, it's a good time to understand that our plants have been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They had a really hot summer, dry summer, and then they had this freeze. Mm-hmm. And so what can we do?
And plants are living things.
Yes.
It's, you know, people know that, but do they know that? It's really a living thing and it has needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it is planted in the ground.
Right.
It can't go get what it needs.
Yeah.
So you have to provide it. Now, how it gets its needs satisfied is through the soil microbiology.
Mm-hmm.
And
all about
so
the soil.
We need to feed that soil microbiology, and in turn, that plant can get everything it needs. And how we do that is with high quality compost and high quality organic fertilizers. And I am not anti regular fertilizer. I use a lot of synthetic fertilizers from time to time on certain species that need very species specific inputs.
Right.
So I do my MicroLife. Every inch of my soil gets MicroLife throughout the year. And there's different formulations, and you know, we can get into what needs what, but you can't go wrong with just the 624 and the Humates Plus.
And the liquid seaweed.
And the liquid seaweed.
I love that.
You know, there's
spring.
Not a product that I don't use. There's not a product that I don't love.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're like, I don't know which one to use, just use one.
Right.
You're not going to hurt anything.
That's the thing, is you're not going to burn anything. You're not going to hurt anything.
Right.
And I love that there's not a rigid schedule.
Yeah.
You know, like,
because you're not necessarily feeding the plant, you're feeding the soil.
The soil.
And so when you feed the soil, the plant has everything it needs.
Yeah.
Through the soil microbiology to get everything.
Right. The soil web is going to work for the plant.
Yeah.
Well, and just like you said, you know, we talk a lot about organics, and that's really kind of where we want to go. But even just with humans, you know, we try and take care of ourselves. But, you know, sometimes there are extreme cases when we need.
Yeah.
medicine.
Yes.
You know, we need a synthetic.
So, you got it.
And I love the way you described that is, you know, maybe we can use it in a specific place and in an issue that we might have.
Very, very targeted to what we're using.
But it's less likely if we really start to nurture that soil.
You got it.
To help Mother Nature do her thing. But I learned to love the liquid seaweed from you and Anita Nelson. Oh my gosh.
It's magical.
It is. I mean, if you need a quick boost out in your yard or landscaping in the spring and early summer, I would spray that on there and literally the next day you could see the difference.
Yep.
You know, the plants are,
you know, Charlie brilliant. With his amazing photography skills should do before, during and after.
That's right.
Like photography. Yes.
That's right.
Because you can tell the plants just look different.
Right. They sort of sit up straighter and they, I mean, it's just, I love that product and it's safe and easy and the dogs don't tend to be as attracted to it. But either way, like you said, MicroLife is not going to damage anything.
No.
And I like that it's not a schedule.
Yes.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and this is Home Show Garden Pros. I want to remind everybody that this is a knowledge co-op gardening show, and we have our expert gardeners rotate through here every week. And this week we have Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. And next week we're going to have John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. And we have had the Nelsons from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. So we are full of experts. And just give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
Weekends slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.